Listening Library presents This World We Live In by Susan Beth Pfeffer. Read for you by Emily Bauer. Chapter 1. April 25th. I'm shivering, and I can't tell if it's because something strange is going on, or because of the dream I had, or just because I'm in the kitchen, away from the warmth of the wood stove. It's 1:15 a.m. The electricity is on, and I'm writing in my diary for the first time in weeks. I dreamed about baby Rachel. I dream about her a lot, the half-sister I've never met. Not that I know if Lisa had a girl or a boy. We haven't heard from Dad and Lisa since they stopped here on their way west, except for a couple of letters, which is more than I got from anyone else who's left. Rachel was about 5 in my dream, but she changes age a lot when I'm sleeping, so that wasn't disturbing. She was snuggled in bed, and I was reading her a bedtime story. I remember thinking how lucky she was to have a real bedroom and not have to sleep in the sunroom with Mom and Matt and John the way I have for months now. Then, in the dream, the lights went out. Rachel wanted to know why. "It's because of the moon," I said. She giggled, a real little girl giggle. "Why would the moon make the lights go out?" she asked. So I told her. I told her everything. I explained how, in May, an asteroid hit the moon and knocked it a little closer to Earth, and how the moon's gravitational pull got stronger, and everything changed as a result. There were tidal waves that washed away whole cities.